Food prices worldwide have remained high but steady, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, reports. FAO says 2013 marked the third highest year on record for its food price index, which monitors price quotations for five major commodities: cereals, dairy products, meat, sugar, and vegetable oils. Abdulreza Abbasian, FAO senior economist, spoke to the agency's Sandra Ferrari about what could happen to food costs this year.
Well, we don't know if prices are going to be steady in the future. What we can tell is that over the last 3 months at least, the FAO food price index held steady.
But the index for the year 2013 still averages near historically high levels. Why?
Now, the index is a result of calculating the prices of all the commodities that we use. We're talking here about over 70 price quotations. Having said that, one has to be careful in interpreting what the overall average means, because prices for some of the commodities in the index, for example, cereals or sugar, have plunged sharply during the 2013 period, simply because of supply situation improving, productions near record levels, if not record, and this supply recovery has resulted in a big price correction in those sectors. On the other side of the equation, however, we witnessed huge surges in prices of commodities, especially in high-protein ones like meat and dairy. And here, for example, in fact, 2013 marked a year where prices were at record levels. And this upward price trend has been going on now for a number of months. And the reason for it is demand, is hugely demand-driven, especially from Asia. And this increase in demand is definitely putting up the prices of those commodities, offsetting declines we have seen in prices of grains.
Looking forward, how vulnerable is the current international food market to a price shock?
Given what we know about the market and about the supply situation, especially for crops that really matter for food security, I think that we are in a more comfortable situation than we have been for a number of years. And this is very comforting. As far as this, definitely the first half of 2014 is concerned, I think that it is very unlikely that we find ourselves in a situation similar to the recent past. When we're looking into the second half of 2014, of course, still a lot will depend on the outcome of the harvests. There are some concerns here and there. However, we have good supplies, and many parts of the world this year are expected, in fact, to increase production. Plantings are up almost everywhere. And therefore, while it is very early to predict, I think that we could be more optimistic that, in fact, in 2014, we will have another large crops coming, especially on the cereal side. And this will certainly help to smooth prices a bit further in 2014 as compared to 2013.